There was a sister who embraced Islam not too long back. And normally we like to ask them, what is the reason why you have embraced this Islam, the faith? And she said, you know, 12 years ago, I met someone when I was on a holiday and they happened to be Muslim and I was busy drinking. And they told me in a beautiful way, when I offered them, would you like some? They said, you know what? We don't drink because X, Y, and Z. And the way they spoke to me was so respectful that I went back and I researched the matter and I gave up drinking. I gave up drinking. Now I put myself in that scenario and I thought to myself, imagine someone drinking. The first thing is we will be a little bit of a distance, number one. Number two is, imagine if they offered you, what would you do? It's a test, isn't it? Someone says, brother. I don't think they would say brother, because if they were, they wouldn't offer it to you. But I hope not, actually. May Allah protect us. And if they would, how you react, it's my chance. That's what you need to tell yourself. My chance to do what? To touch the life of someone in a positive way. Allah gave me a chance. Here it is. So now you can explain in a beautiful way. You know what? This is something that's actually not very... You don't have to change your face and spoil your face and start saying, haram, astaghfirullah, what are you doing? You're going to Jahannam, and so on. Relax, relax. Take it easy. Touch the life positively. You're going to get angry, you're going to touch it negatively. Really? If you want them to think about what you're saying, talk to them, communicate, engage them, touch it in a beautiful way. What are we talking about? Touching the life of someone who is engaging in a sin at that moment, and they're offering you to share the sin with them, and you're touching their life in such a way that later on it will have an impact. It has happened. I'm giving you a live example of a sister who said, more than a decade back, someone told me something about alcohol and I researched it and I saw it. As a result, I ended up giving up this alcohol. And as a result, I started studying Islam because they were Muslim. And I found that it is a religion that protects your health. How does it protect your health? Through halal. She says, I never knew what halal was, because we were bombarded with this misinformation that halal is actually some form of magic. If you are to eat it, you suddenly like the Muslims. I don't know if you've heard that. Up to today on the globe, even in the first world countries, they are saying this. That, you know, what is halal is actually some form of magic, that they chant something, you know, some hocus pocus on the animal. And when you eat it, you suddenly love the Muslims and you love Islam. And that's what they were all taught. So they thought, you know, this is something very bad, we stay away from it. And she says, I came to learn that everything that is very healthy for you is called halal. Amazing, amazing. Everything that's healthy for you is called halal. And the minute you take out the health factor and it becomes unhealthy for you, then it would contaminate it, perhaps to the degree where it is no longer halal. Obviously, depending on the level of harm. Sometimes people might say, okay, red meat has cholesterol in it, or perhaps it might increase my cholesterol and so on. So why is that not haram? My brothers and sisters, to be honest with you, if it is slaughtered correctly, it will be halal. But at the same time, how you eat it will either be correct or not correct. Not correct meaning you're harming yourself. You cannot just have it every day, you know, half a kilo, 1 kilo, and you think, okay, it's halal, alhamdulillah. Technically speaking, the food is halal, but the way you're eating it is wrong. We'll use the word wrong, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand. So this is the gift of Allah. This person touched me. I was touched and moved in a very positive way. It affected me to the degree that today I'm sharing it with you. When this person happened to say, subhanallah, I was moved to Islam because of someone who spoke to me whilst I was drinking and offering them drink. And as a result, I then went to, meaning I quit that and subsequently started studying the deen and checked this halal issue and found it to be something so moving that I decided to go deeper into the faith. And then I realized this is the true faith. Yet there was a stage when I really disliked Muslims with a passion. Now this proves, subhanallah, that if you are to touch the lives of people who did not like you at all, in a positive way, look at how they can turn by the help of Allah. You and I are only a means. We're only a tool. It is Allah who guides. But did you seize your opportunity to guide? Have you seized your opportunity to touch the lives of those whom you interact with?